pleasure to be with you and to worship alongside you this morning. A special thank you to the choir, because that anthem was just beautiful. Encouraging to me to know that a sermon had already been preached. Special thank you to Pastor Wayne for giving me an opportunity to preach this morning, and a special word of congratulations to our graduates. We're so proud of you. Many of us in this church have watched you grow and mature, and we see a season of academics, but we see you maturing in your Christian life and in your faith. There really are people here in this room who have witnessed your baptism and watched you grow and mature, and I hope staying in Birmingham, whether you're going off and maybe we'll visit once every few months, maybe you'll find whatever your situation is, this group of people is a group who will love you and support you and point you to Jesus. And I hope that maybe you might consider us your church home if you find Birmingham to be your place. We continue in celebrating the resurrection. For us, Easter is not a day, it's not a holiday or a day off work. Easter is a way of life, and it is a season. Would you pray with me as we begin to contemplate our passage? Lord, would you speak this morning to each of our hearts and into our lives? In your name, amen. Have you ever been caught not listening? I don't know about you, but I can picture a moment in my mind where I'm in math class and I'm looking down at my paper, I've been doodling, I've been doing, it's just so boring. And then a friend next to me kind of, and I look up and the teacher's staring right at me. She's expectant, she has a question that's already been asked and I have no idea what it is. Or maybe you're sitting around a table, you've been in a meeting, and you look down for a second at your phone, and you scroll once or twice. It's just a short second, but as you look up, you realize that every eye at the table is now on you. Or maybe you've been caught not listening, and it sounded something like this. It sounded like your spouse saying, "Are you even listening to me right now?" Surely each of us have found ourselves in a situation like that. I think that there are times in our lives where we're not listening, and it could be because we think that we have something better to do, something more important to talk about than whatever's happening in the meeting. But I think there's times, Lord, that maybe we're scrolling or maybe we're doing something that we would deem more important at all. I think this passage today comes to us and it forces us to ask the question, if God really speaks, how does that change us? If God really speaks, if he were to show up and take a walk with you, how would that change you? Would it change your worship? Would it change your friendships? Would it change maybe? The good news of the gospel is that God does speak. God who speaks, we should listen and we should respond. Since we serve a God who speaks, we should listen and we should respond. It is true that God speaks, and I think this is one of the main points of this passage. Who are these disciples who are traveling along the road? One of them we don't even get to know, but they seem to be two normal disciples. They're people just like you and me. They're not among the 11. People who knew Jesus, followed him some, had probably heard him preach a time or two, and claimed that he might be the Savior. Walking away from Jerusalem. Or if they lived in Emmaus, or maybe further than Emmaus. But it seems like they think Jesus is dead and gone. There's nothing for them anymore in Jerusalem. They're worried, they're fearful, they're doubting as they're walking the road to Emmaus. Their life before Jesus, or maybe they were from Jerusalem, but they were just trying to escape. Luke doesn't tell us that, but he does communicate their emotions and their feelings as they're on the road. They say, "We had hoped that past tense. We had hoped that the Savior. They say, but he died. And they say, and what's worse, it's been 3 days. They say, Jesus is dead, and now he's gone. Someone has stolen his body, and Jesus is gone. They say his power, his authority, his influence, whatever message he brought. And so it's these two normal disciples who are doubting and are maybe even taking steps away from their faith. It's to these two people that God speaks. The message this morning is that we don't have to be deserving. We don't have to earn a word from God, but God will speak and he will speak to each of us. And since we serve a God who speaks, and we should respond. Let's talk about each of those. First, if we serve a God who speaks, we should listen. These disciples, they had failed to listen. How foolish you are, and you've been slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Another translation said, you've been slow of heart to believe the prophets. The disciples had failed to listen because in the Old Testament, it talked clearly about a Messiah who would come and who would have to suffer. A Messiah who would be rejected by the world. A Messiah who would die on behalf, showing that he had power and victory over both sin and death. Jesus said, not been listening. But before we're too hard on them for their failure to listen, I think we should examine our own hearts and our own lives. We often selectively listen. We do this. We choose when someone is talking what parts we want to tune in for and what parts we think we're safe to tune out for. And if we're honest, I think that we do this with the Lord as well. Wouldn't it be just, but maybe we pick the ones we're good at, right? That's a safe bet. It's good that so far I have a 100% track record. Each day I've woken up, I've not hurt anyone very seriously. I have not murdered anyone. That's a good commandment for me. I listen to that one. But when Jesus shows up on the scene and he says, do not be angry, because that's like murder in our heart. He says that is equivalent to sin. I say, I felt during the football game, that didn't really matter. It's okay, I'm better now. I say, those things I said when that person cut me off in traffic, that wasn't a real anger. That was fake, that wasn't sin. We often selectively listen. And so we too are like these disciples on the road. But as Jesus shows up and speaks to us, he doesn't just correct us. He speaks grace. And so if we're to listen well to God, what might that look like for us today? Foremost, we should be people of the Word. The church has always believed that the Bible is the Word of God. And that is not our nickname for the Bible. It's not a fun phrase. It's not a word we say in church. We truly believe that God himself speaks to his people through Scripture. Scripture is a real living God revealing himself to real people today. Scripture is revelation, that's what we mean. That a real living God is speaking and revealing himself, showing his character, showing us how he is in our lives even today. And as we read Scripture, the Spirit enlightens it. So yes, we should read Scripture to listen to the Lord and to the Spirit. There will be times where the Spirit might lead us to do something. He may invite us to serve. He may urge us to apologize for that thing we said earlier. And we're kind of like, I don't know if I need to or not. Maybe we can just get over it. There are times when the Spirit leads us and prompts us and speaks to us. Now, some of you already might be a little nervous. It's okay. The church has always believed that the Spirit, when he speaks, speaks in line with Scripture. So anything that would be out of line with the Bible. And finally, maybe a third way we could be good listeners to the Lord. So I wonder if we could come to worship with an expectation. I know. know there have been seasons in my own lives where my busyness has clouded me so that when I'm here on a Sunday morning, I'm just going through motions. We came to worship to sit next to us and to speak a word to us. That we expected when we came to worship, God Himself would speak. That it might change the course of our next week. That it might change how we think about what happened last week. Or that it might even change the course of our life. What if we had that level of expectation? You serve a God who speaks, so we should listen well. But it would be listen because we should also respond. The disciples, they actually do this really well in the passage. And so as they're listening to Jesus on the road, they hear him explain the Old Testament. And then they say, Jesus, we've heard you. Would you please come have dinner with us? Like, stay with us. Don't. When they hear the Lord speak, when they're actually starting to listen, they say, let's spend more time. And in the same way in our lives, we should respond to when we hear from the Lord, we should seek to spend more time with him, seek to spend sweeter time with him. They also respond because as they are having dinner, Jesus breaks the bread and they recognize that it's a moment that there is something for them to do. Just a few verses earlier, they had warned Jesus anymore, you should stay the night with us, it's better here. And yet, they're the same ones who that very hour make the trip back to Jerusalem. This was a road that was uphill, it was known for being dangerous. There were many caves nearby, and so it was very easy for robbers and criminals to hide out and then jump you on the way, bringing a sacrifice. If you're heading towards Jerusalem, you're kind of laden with animals or money that you were going to give, and so you're a prime target. And so that's why we don't travel at night, and we don't travel very far, and we definitely don't travel in a small group towards Jerusalem. Yet, these disciples do all of those things because they have to spread the news. In Luke's account of the gospel, these nameless disciples are the first to see the risen Lord. Back in verse 11, it says the women had come to report all these things to the disciples. They had seen an angel at the tomb, and it says the disciples sense. And so they have something to do. They must respond to what they've heard and to who they've seen. They must share the news. So they make it that very hour back to Jerusalem. I want to confess something to you. This is something I noticed about myself just recently. About 2 weeks ago, I was walking in the church. I was near the front desk. I was coming in those main doors, and someone else was leaving. And they said to me, hey, how are you? And I replied, how are you? And we went our way and didn't have a conversation. And that's okay. Maybe that's just our language, but this in my heart. And that very next day, I did the same thing. Someone asked me, how are you? And I said, how are you? There are 1,000 different ways to answer. And the one way that doesn't answer the question is by me saying, how are you? It started to bother me and kind of convict me because I think that I have been hearing people, but I've not truly been responding to them. How are you? Goodbye. I don't really want to spend time. Let's not pause. Like, this is a walking hey, not a stopping hey. But what does that communicate about me and about how we love others? I think there are many ways, actually, that we can listen, that we can give him a hey, how are you? Bye. And so I'm not sure what the Lord might be speaking to you or what he might say, but I hope that we would respond well. That when he speaks, that we would follow. That we would go on that mission trip. That we would serve in children's day school class. That we would confess that sin that we know that we're hiding. we serve a God who speaks, we should listen and we should respond. Maybe you've been caught not listening. Maybe actively listening to God. Or maybe you've been hearing him, but you've been choosing not to really respond. I invite you to put yourself in a place where you can hear the Lord. I invite you to be a listener. I invite you to a life of expectantly waiting for God. The good news of the gospel is that although we aren't good listeners, God does speak to us, and he will continue. It speaks the gospel to us, sharing his mercy, sharing his grace, sharing his forgiveness. His Spirit enlightens us so we can understand Scripture and hear from God. Now, the hard part is that I don't have a hunch that maybe this morning, as I've been talking, some of you may have already, he has said something like, it's time to confess that sin. It's time to join that small group. It's time to find community. It's time to serve those people. Whatever he's saying, please listen.